Hey guys, Mubarak here. If you're at all interested in crypto trading, investing, and figuring out what are the best altcoins to invest in now, check out altcoinresearch.com. We just launched our new course that goes through the A to Z, regardless of your background or experience. And I know you guys are going to love it, so go check it out.
Hey guys, Mubarak here of Mpenny Stock. Hope you're doing well. In this episode, I'm going to go over the best penny stock trading strategies that work here now in 2021. All right, so these are going to be real, well-executed, tested, and back-tested methods that you can implement today if you're looking to be able to make profits from stock trading and specifically penny stocks. So let's get right into it. And as always, if you can, please subscribe if you want to make sure that you get these episodes delivered straight to your phone as soon as they come out. All right, so let's get into the first and most important one when it comes to penny stocks, and that is avoiding the hype or the story of the penny stock, all right? So every now and then you're gonna have people come to you talking about hot penny stock tips or, you know, something that's gonna just shoot up or some press release that's dropped on a certain penny stock. You have to understand that although that might be a catalyst, meaning something that influences the price of a stock, it's not necessarily the right way to go about it. All right, penny stocks are notoriously known for having their information or their marketing or their press, you know, inflated and manipulated by actual stock promoters. I know because people have actually come to me in the past to do that. And, you know, I haven't done any and probably won't ever. And again, this isn't investment advice, purely educational. But the key thing here is that you have to understand that just because you read an amazing article about a certain penny stock, that doesn't necessarily mean that you should just put all your, you know, portfolio in and throw in a bunch of money. All right. So what you have to do is just use that as like a scoring method, right? There's a basic scoring technique of pros and cons that you want to put together for any stock. So if there is news, that's great, but that's not really all that there is in order for you to successfully, you know, implement that just for that specific stock. You know, what we teach at Mpenny Stock is called the double catalyst strategy. So what you need to do basically is combine, say, that piece of news, which I would refer to as fundamental analysis, right? It's PR, it's press, it's marketing, it's news, it's some type of fundamental promotion, and then mix that in with technical analysis. All right, and that's probably the next best strategy for trading, is really understanding technical analysis. All right, that is actually just understanding that when you look at a stock chart, right, when you look at the price history, you can actually tell there's certain signs and certain charts that occur again and again, and those are important to know. All right, the next strategy that I would probably recommend is analyzing the volume. All right, what you have to keep an eye out for, and this happens in penny stocks still every day, but also in the crypto world, right, is people think that just because a certain stock goes up all of a sudden, that that needs to be something that they buy into, right? You need to keep an eye on the volume. That is the amount of shares that are traded per day. Usually what I recommend is the daily volume, and you can see this on your whatever platform you use, whether it's Robinhood, whether it's Yahoo Finance, E-Trade, Webull, whatever stock trading platform you use, you can actually look at the volume underneath. It's a VOL or so. And usually when you're looking at a price chart for a stock, that little second chart at the bottom that you might not know what it's for, that shows the volume. That means the amount of cryptocurrency or stocks and that was traded that day or on average, depending on, you know, what metric there is. So that is a good type of metric for you to use there in order to understand that. Let's see what else. Now, what I would recommend as the next best method or strategy would not necessarily be fully day trading, but swing trading. All right. So that concept is basically whenever you have a certain variance in the stock price that you're able to, definitionally it means, you know, you do it based upon the dips and the buys, but what you'll see naturally is that as long as the stock has not been in its highest, it's not the highest it's ever been, and it's trading in a certain range, say within a 1 year period, then you know that at least the stock at one point has reached a certain maximum, right? So if it's traded a year ago at $100 and now it's at $30, right? If you see that there's some momentum and you do some technical and fundamental analysis and you see that there is actually some strength to the stock, it's not just a, you know, a penny stock that's about to just go to zero because it's not a real company, which you'll be surprised there's a lot of, then you know that at least if it's trading within its kind of range, then you can have some good success with basically monitoring the actual fluctuations of it. All right. The key thing I would recommend as the last kind of successful strategy for penny stock trading is just being able to cut your losses immediately. All right. The second you get into the mindset that holding your stock or holding the stock for a longer period of time because it'll hopefully just randomly go up, you are in the wrong. You need to cut it right away. And in the past, prior to 2021, there was some risk involved with that because of the commission fees. You would have to actually pay an expense anytime you were kind of exiting out of your position. But today, with all these platforms, pretty much every platform out there does not have any commission fees. So you can immediately sell your position at the lowest kind of loss. What I do is usually put a stop loss limit order of about 10% below the kind of price that I bought in for. Because if it's going down, there's always a small chance of a small dip, right? 3%, 5%, and then it go back up if your thesis was right on why you invested in the stock in the first place. But the second is going against you and it's more than 10%, just cut it, all right? Because that'll allow you to still stay in the game. The only way that you can truly lose at penny stocks, and it happens every day, is when you lose your account. And that's usually because people end up buying a stock and just holding it and thinking that, oh, eventually it'll come through. And that can work if you're just very passively investing and you know that there's a certain reason why the stock is going down, right? If you have some strategy or you understand why you're doing that, but that's usually more for advanced traders and, you know, for anyone in their first couple years of trading. The second it goes below 10% of what you thought or what you bought in for, just immediately exit, okay? So hope that helps. If you guys have any questions or have any ideas on terms of what type of content or what type of episodes you want to hear, then definitely feel free to reach out to me at admin, that's admin, @impennystock.com. Hope to hear from you soon. Take care.